Right, now Carl Merry has returned, and I believe this week, Carl, you've got a story based around a finishing field, is that right?
Yes, it's called The Three Sillies.
The Three Sillies?
Indeed.
Oh, right, well.
Or the three big sillies, it's called sometimes.
Three big sillies. All right, we'll look forward to that. Tell us more, please.
Right. Tom and Lizzie lived in Finching Field, and, well, they grew up together. They played together as children. And when they were young man and young woman, they fell in love. And Tom went to see Lizzie's parents and asked for a hand in marriage. And because Tom was a fine young man, had good prospects, they agreed to the marriage. And all was going well. The preparations were well underway. The wedding was approaching. Indeed, there was only a week to go. And then one evening, Tom and Lizzie were sat in Lizzie's house with her parents, and her mother began it. What if Lizzie trips over her dress and makes a fool of herself at the wedding? Oh, no, what the... If she does that, oh, won't that be a terrible thing? Won't that be an appalling thing? Oh, we can't have this wedding if she's going to trip over her dress. And then the father said, yes, and Tom, what if you find out that Lizzie's a bad cook? And you have to live with her all those years, and every meal she puts before you is inedible. You cannot eat it. Oh, no, this wedding can't go ahead if she's going to be a bad cook. And then Lizzie herself, perhaps catching something from her parents, said, and what if I'm a bad mother? What if I can't discipline my children? What if my children are naughty? What if my children are unpleasant? How will I know what to do with my children? What if I'm a bad mother? We can't get married if I'm going to be a bad mother. And Tom said, Lizzie, I love you more than anything, but I can't marry you. I won't marry you. Not until I find three people who are sillier than you three. And that is going to be difficult, he said. And so off he went in his search to find three people who were sillier than Lizzie, her mother, and her father. And he walked for a day, and he walked for a week. And one evening he came into a village, and there was a pond on the edge of the village, and on the edge of the pond there was a man with a rake. And he was putting the rake into the pond and raking and saying, I've got it, I've got it, I've got it. Oh, I've missed it. And then the rake would go out again. I've got it this time, I've got it this time, I've got it this time, I've missed it. And Tom said, excuse me, but what are you doing? And the man pointed into the pond, into the lake, said, look, it's the moon. It's fallen into the water from the sky. If I don't rake out this moon and pin it back up in the sky, there'll be nothing at all to light our way home at night. And Tom said, just look up. And the man looked up and he saw the moon shining brightly above him, and he looked back in the water and he said, but, and he looked up, he looked at what, but, that, said Tom, is a reflection. A reflection, said the man. Yes, said Tom. And he thought to himself, well, that's one. And he walked for a day and he walked for a week and he walked for a month, and well, he was fed up, really, sleeping out in the fields under hedgerows. And he looked in his pocket, he had 2 pennies, and he went up to an inn and said, please, can you give me a room for the night? And the man said, oh, I'm sorry, I've given the last room to this gentleman here, and he indicated a young man. But he said, it has 2 beds. If you are prepared to share, then I will charge you only 1/2 each. And the young man and Tom agreed that's what they'd do. And Tom, he slept in a beautiful bed, a lovely feather bed with a beautiful soft pillow, and he slept better than he had slept for many, many a long week. But in the morning he was woken by... Bang! Oh! Bang! Oh! And Tom opened one eye and he watched the young man who had hung his trousers on the doorknob. And he watched as the man paced away to the other end of the room and ran along towards his trousers. And Tom watched as the man tried to jump into his trousers. And every time he missed, he banged his head on the door. Bang! Ow! Ooh. And Tom said, excuse me, what are you doing? "Oh, trousers," said the man. "Aren't they the most difficult things in the world to put on? It sometimes takes me 2 hours to get into mine in the morning." "Do you always put them on that way?" Tom asked. "Indeed I do," said the man. "Why, do you know a better way?" And so Tom showed him how you and I get into our trousers in the morning. And the man said, "That'll save me so much time. You are so clever." And Tom thought, "Well, that's two." And he walked for a day, and he walked for a week, and he walked for a month. And he came to a beautiful village. And on the edge of the village, there was a house, which didn't have thatch, but had grass on the roof. And at the side of the house, there was an old woman with a ladder. And she was trying to push a cow up the ladder. And Tom said, "What do you think you're doing?" And he said, "Oh, look, the cow has eaten all the grass in the field. The grass on my roof, it is so, so untidy. If the cow eats the grass, it'll have a full belly. My roof will be tidy." And Tom said, "Well, why don't you climb up with a pair of shears? Cut the grass and throw it down to the cow." But you know, the old woman wouldn't listen. And she insisted on pushing the cow up the ladder. And Tom watched, and believe me, it took some time. If you've ever seen a cow try to climb a ladder, you'll know what I mean. But eventually, she got the cow onto the roof. And then she tied a piece of string around the neck of the cow and threw the rest of the ball of string down the chimney. And she tied one end of the string to her wrist and went about her business in the house. Well, I don't need to tell you what happened, do I? After a little while, the cow, grazing near the edge of the roof, fell off and pulled the old woman straight up the chimney onto the roof. And Tom looked and thought, "That's three." And he turned on his heel. And he walked for a day, and he walked for a week, and he walked for a day, and he walked for a week, and he walked for a month. And he got back home, and he said, "Now, Lizzie, now I can marry you." And they had the finest of weddings in the village. And, you know, she didn't trip over the veil at all. And the funny thing was, her first meal she cooked for Tom was excellent. She turned out to be an excellent cook. She'd learned it all from her mother. And when they had children, well, she wasn't a bad mother at all. She was a very good mother. And her children were well behaved, never argued, never cried, were always good, as children always are in a fairy tale.
Yes, quite. What surprises me more than anything else is that the cow didn't fall through the roof.
Well, it's a very strong roof, I suppose.
Well, it must have been, I think.
Yeah, it's. I tell a variant of that normally.
Right.
Things are in a different order, right. Different things happen. There you go. There's a whole other reason why the young man won't marry the girl.
Right.
Because they're even sillier in my version.
Right, okay. But it's a good tale, nonetheless. Lined up now for next week?
This one is a traditional tale. It's called The King of Colchester's Daughter.
Right, well, we know where that one's based. We look forward to that. Thank you, Carl.